KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
Welcome to KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE.com, as we really have a special broadcast for you here today. This is really the core of the pre-Unbound Gravel race activities. It's day two of the official rider check-in, the packet pickup, but this is really the hub of everything. And if you've been taking a look at KVOE social media, it has been extremely busy well before the official day two period began around 10 o'clock here this morning. We literally had a stream of riders that were coming in, family members, the whole nine yards that have been in here. Up on the third floor is where we're broadcasting from here today. We've got the 50 folks checking in. We've got the 100. We've got the 200 plus the elite riders all checking in here before everything kicks off either this afternoon or tomorrow morning. Chuck Samples, Dylan Sherwood here with you at the History Center this morning for the next hour and a half to hour and 45 minutes. And we're going to be starting off here with one of the busiest people in Unbound gear here this morning, and it's Athlete Services Manager Treva Worrell. Treva, good morning. How are things going today?
Great. How are you guys? Such a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. A little bit of a crazy day for you guys, but at the same time, I mean, this is, we mentioned here, it's the run-up to everything that kicks off here in just a few hours.
Yep.
Kind of what's the buzz like for folks that aren't here? They can't really hear the stuff that's happening
right
behind us.
Well, actually, it's kind of, it's cool. I don't know if you guys got to see it a little bit ago. They actually had the shakeout ride that went right in front of us. It was really cool seeing, literally, that shakeout ride probably has over 1,000 people, probably, I mean, it's, our shakeout ride is bigger than some actual events around the state. And so it's really cool. So I think a lot of them are out there riding right now. So as you can tell, they're kind of trickling in here. Yesterday, we actually opened up with 1,200 people checking in. So I've got my work cut out for me. I think we have 3,000 people to get through here today, but I think we got it. These volunteers, I'm using, they're literally the same ones we kind of had from yesterday, so they're veterans. They've been coming for years. They're best around, and they're helping out, getting everyone their packet, getting their t-shirt, but yeah, it's electric. I love it. This is my favorite part of the whole event.
I think electric is a really good way to describe it. You know, we've got riders from, you know, Emporia, which, you know, Dylan and I have seen some of our, you know, acquaintances and friends already rolling in. We've got some people that we've recognized from past interviews and past years. People from around the world that have been in town. You know, I'm assuming that if they got in town here today, they were probably feeling they were late to the game and everything.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I know. It's crazy because, like, there were, you know, was a time when Thursday would start to kind of be the day that it kicks up. No, now it's like if you're not getting here Monday, you're kind of starting. It's like, yeah, the fun has already begun.
I guess I got a question.
Oh, good.
With having the Hall of Fame ceremonies on Wednesday, do you feel like the activities just kind of started building up from there and people being here earlier than normal?
Yes, it's great. It's kind of sad, though. Like, I feel like I can't partake and, like, join all of the activities, but there's literally something going on every night, and it's like it just makes everyone get excited for the next thing. Like, last night they had the film festival. We had the Hall of Fame Wednesday night. Literally, there's something going on. The shakeout rides Thursday and Friday, like, afternoon, evening. Literally, I mean, something for everyone down here. And the expo, I mean, hello.
Right, we talked about the expo. Yeah, with 300-plus vendors on hand here just a couple of blocks away.
Yeah, and literally, like, if you don't have a bike and you just, like, still come out down and check it out, I mean, we can get you a bike, for one. But for two, I'm telling you, there's, like, literally the coolest expo vendors in there giving out free stuff for all kinds of things. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Dylan, you had a chance to talk with some of the vendors yesterday.
Yeah, I had a chance to walk through towards the beginning yesterday afternoon. And even though it was starting to mist and everything, there were still people out. But there was one of the exhibitors that I looked at, which was a biking company out of Golden, Colorado, and the two guys that were at the stand, they're both riding in the 100 tomorrow.
Yep.
How do you feel like if they're an exhibitor and then they're participating in the ride? How unique is that?
that is actually, well, it's funny is that the 25 and 50 a lot of times would be for those vendors. If it wasn't for the locals, they would literally be the vendors because their day is done after today. So they Thursday, Friday, they can do their job, and then Saturday they go run ride 100 miles or 200 miles. I don't know how they do it, but
right.
I mean, but yeah, it's awesome.
And those two guys are riding the 100 tomorrow. And then there was another vendor that I went up to. He's on his second bike stop.
Oh, so he rode in.
No, he's not riding in.
He was here a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah. He's a vendor, and he came in from Bentonville, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was pretty unique. And
I love it.
It's his first time to Emporia, too.
Oh.
And he's sticking around for the race, too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
How unique is that? Because especially with it being someone's first time in Emporia and, you know, hearing about Unbound and just everything that's taken place with this event over the years.
Well, the amount of people that move here after coming here for the first time is amazing. I mean, they come into town, they do the event, they fall in love with the community and the town, and then they're, you know, talking to realtors about moving here. But yes, we actually, speaking of newbies, we have several I think this year is probably more of newbies than we've had for a long time. So it's really exciting to get that new blood in here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Treva, when it comes to the interest and the passion surrounding Unbound, you know, obviously COVID-19 didn't slow anything down on that front over the last 3 years. And it seems like, you know, the only reason that, you know, the numbers may have been lower was because you had to be.
Right.
Not because the folks wanted to be. It really seems like you've tapped a very rich vein worldwide when it comes to gravel cycling and making that whole experience here in Emporia.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think if anything, yeah, it didn't slow us down because, I mean, during COVID, people might have picked up a bike, started riding it because they were able to do that more because you can get out in the gravel, not be around people. So, of course, yeah, I think it not only, like, got people excited, but this year now, there's nothing holding us back anymore. I mean, this is the numbers that we were wanting to be at in 2020. And so I feel like we're back full force and they're here.
You mentioned the schedule, not just with the rides themselves, but with all the other activities that are starting to coalesce around Unbound. Talk a little bit about the thought process in filling the community calendar here. So this is kind of like a week-long phenomenon, mm-hmm. as opposed to just a one-off race.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, you have all the vendors and people in the industry coming in and wanting to be a part of everything this week, like IRC, like taking over Casa Ramos. I mean, you walk in there and it looks like, I mean, IRC is everywhere. I mean,
yep.
There's these creative ideas that now they are bringing a new activity for people to be engaging in. So it's literally, if it's not something like that, like the film festival, you know, you have the, obviously, all the stuff at the expo, we have the Hall of Fame. I hear there is fun to be had out at the fairgrounds. I have yet to...
You can't get out there because you're here.
I literally cannot get off Commercial Street, but I literally hear that it is a fun time. Like, they roast marshmallows and s'mores and camp and have fun, and mm-hmm. I guess there was even maybe a band. I don't know. I literally hear about it, but I never get to see it. But yes, it's crazy how it's taken on. Literally, it's a whole week of, and that's the thing, is like, we cannot, the 4,000 mark is like where we're at. Like, we're not going to be able to just keep bringing more, but we got to think of ways to grow it, like, out wide. So it's actually adding more activities, giving more reason for people to come in early to spend that money, go to the restaurants and the local stores and stuff like that, bring that money back into the community, and giving them reason to do that here. I mean, exactly what we're here to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Unbound Athlete Services Manager Treva Worrell leading off our special two-hour coverage here for Talk of Emporia today on KVUE and KVUE.com. Treva, speaking of that, clearly this is a showcase for Emporia.
Mm-hmm.
We see it as a showcase for the Flint Hills in general.
Oh, yeah.
But really, you know, with the partnering community towns, the checkpoints and things like that, it's a showcase for them as well.
Right. We can't do it without the checkpoint towns. And it's perfect. I mean, like, people get mad because of 206, or they'll see, like, 104 because they think that obviously we literally mapped out the route just specifically for the, so So, yes, there might be an extra mile or two. I always say it's the processing fees.
Right.
So they're getting the money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, literally Madison, Hamilton, Eureka, when we're going south, we can't do it without them. But not only that, like, those little businesses, they make a lot of money going in. Like, Hamilton, I know that they might have changed the name, but it was Sundry's it was like a little grocery store, and she like sold out of so much stuff. And like literally, I mean, you think about those towns that might have made what they made in one day. Like they might normally make that. It might take a month or two or even a year.
Even longer.
I mean, you hear people in town say that they make more money downtown during Unbound than they do Christmas time. So, I mean, this is, and it might not like actually impact you personally. Like, yes, there is some inconvenience with the seeing them, you know, out on their bikes and stuff, and it might not be something that you enjoy doing yourself or something you, it even impacts your day to day, but it trickles down. And that's what people need to remember, is that it might not be, but it might be helping your neighbor, or it might be helping some, you know, someone else, but it always trickles down. Sorry, I feel like I'm rambling.
No, you're fine. Now, Trio, before we let you go, a couple of things. One, we mentioned here the packets. What's in the packet for folks that are coming in and say this is their very first time? They're one of the newbies that you're talking about.
Yeah, for sure. So a lot of the information they're going to get off our website, but the packet is for their bike plate. They get to put on the front of the bike. And then, obviously, they have their food and their drink voucher. And then they get their T-shirt, the beloved T-shirt, of course, some socks. And then, of course, the goodie bag is full of just, like, goodies from all our vendor sponsors. And they fill it full of fun, great stuff. And then there's a bag that they can go over to the expo and literally get it loaded up again.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Good deal. And the other thing, too, is we mentioned here we got the packet pickup going for the next few hours.
Yeah.
Processing around 3,000 people.
Yeah.
Pretty close to it. And then we've got Unbound, the XL, which launches 3 o'clock here, just about a block to our east. All right, let's go through tomorrow.
Okay.
Kind of what the game plan is here for tomorrow with the launches and everything else that's going to be coming up.
Okay. That means you need to get your bike ready.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you haven't got it already to this point, yeah.
Carb load tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrate.
Oh, man, yes.
But, yeah, so tomorrow we'll be starting basically, okay, so we'll just go through the schedule. The men, pro men, they will start at 5:50, and then the elite women will start at 5:52, and then at 6 o'clock is when the rest of the 200 will roll out.
Okay.
And then I believe it's 7.
There's going to be a little bit of a break between those.
Check our website for our schedule, because my brain is fried right now.
I mean, there is there's overload happening right now with everybody coming in.
It is. And then I have people staring at me like they have questions, and I'm like, wait, just a second. Just give me a minute. But no, literally, it's so fun. Come and check it out tomorrow, because I mean, just watching them roll out is, it's something you have to experience.
Yeah, at some point in time, because I mean that period just before 6 o'clock, it's magical.
Oh, like, it is, especially when they're running up to me and their bike plate flew off, and I could fix about anything.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens too with the weather, because there might to be a delay with showers and storms coming, or at least the better chance actually is in the afternoon when everybody's well out, or maybe even some of them have come back, but there is at least a chance maybe some right around go time tomorrow morning. So,
and you're not going to be able to change that or anything?
I will do my best.
Okay.
I will see how that works out. Tree, was there anything else that you wanted to bring up here before we actually let you do your job?
No, I just want to thank everyone in Emporia, the community, the people that with the open arms, we can't do it without you, and the support from everyone in Emporia and the surrounding areas. I mean, everyone plays a part, and I just want to thank everyone for that.
Good deal. Well, Treva, best of luck here the next few hours for pickup, and looking forward to the best of the best, and really the best ever Unbound coming up here tomorrow.
It is. Thank
Good
you
deal.
So much.
Treva, thanks again. Treva Wuerl, Athlete Services Manager for Unbound Gravel, joining us to kick off our special two-hour coverage of Unbound Gravel 2023 with packet pickup underway. This is day two, but this is the core of things at the Lyon County History Center. We're up on the third floor. We have a lot of things happening right now, and, yeah, even getting selfies that I'm as we're going on the air here today.
Has that ever happened to you before, Chuck?
Typically, it's waited until the commercial break, but Treva's so busy, she's got to multitask even better than we do. So, and more riders are coming in. This is going to be the scene here for the next several hours before Unbound XL350 launches a block away here at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, it's impressive how we're upstairs in the History Center, and it just seemed like right before you started, Chuck, 15 minutes ago, there were people even coming in before 10 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So yeah, it's a busy place here.
So before we go any further, I did want to remind folks here of the schedule here for the rest of the day today. And you be sure to go to unboundgravel.com, too, if you got any questions about this. But, again, packet pickup is going to go all the way until 7 o'clock tonight. You heard Treva mention that there's 3,000, roughly, riders that didn't check in yesterday that have got to go through the check-in process here today. So that's going to be going until 7 o'clock tonight at the History Center. Also, there will be the Lifetime Grand Prix, which is presented by Mazda Trading Card Signings. That's over at the Expo in the 600 and 700 blocks of Mechanic Street. The athlete panel, that'll be on the Expo stage. That's at noon today. Then there's a Q&A session that's going to be taking place for those in the 25 and 50-mile rides from 1 until 1:45. 3 o'clock is mentioned. This is the XL start. This is the 350-plus, close to 360 miles, depending on if you take the route or not. But 350-plus miles, they'll be launching from the Expo area at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And then the riders' meeting will be at 4:30 at the Granada Theater. That's for today. And, again, we got more riders just streaming in here. So a lot of folks getting ready to go. And we'll take our break here in a second. But Saturday's schedule, we've got launches for the elite men at 5:50, elite women at 5:52. The 200 will start at 6. The 100 will start at 7. The 25 and 50 only will get their packet pickup. This one sounds 7 and 8:30 tomorrow morning at the History Center. The 25 and 50 will start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then we'll go through everything else for Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, coming up here in just a little bit. It's 1024 on KVUE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM and KVUE.com. Chuck Samples and Dylan Sherwood from the Lyon County History Center. Packet Pickup Headquarters, the third floor here today, going until at least 11:40 here this morning as we roll on with Unbound here this weekend. We'll take a quick break here on KVUE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM and KVUE.com. Back with our second segment right after this.
Pool owners on the lookout for better ways to keep pools sparkling clean with less effort have some great new options. BioGuard Silk Guard Complete creates luxuriously soft water, lasts much longer than basic chlorine, plus adds an extra layer of algae protection. BioGuard Algae Complete provides broad spectrum control of pesky green, mustard, or black algae, or kills it quickly in just 24 hours. Get the complete details on these exciting products at Jack's Lawn and Pool at 829 Commercial Street.
An old, inefficient, struggling air conditioner can really cost you more money than necessary while working hard to keep your family cool. A new Lennox system from Modern Air will run more efficiently while keeping your family cooler and ultimately save you money. Save money, be cool and comfortable, have a worry-free summer. That's what Modern Air and Lennox have in store for you. Oh, and the Lennox Spring Rebates are going on now. Contact Modern Air to have their comfort engineers do what they do best. Provide your family with the air they breathe.
Join KVOE every Thursday morning at 11:05 for In the Garden with Lyon County Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. Each week, Travis covers topics from plants, trees, and shrubs to lawns, gardens, and equipment. And your questions are welcome. In the Garden brought to you by the Emporia Farmers Market, Judy Turner of Farm and Home Real Estate, and Richmore Lawn Care. In the Garden, Thursday mornings at 11:05 on KVOE. Live and local.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia First.
This is Gary Andrews at Country Mart at 1020 Merchant. From our fresh meat, cut and wrapped on site, fresh produce, deli and bakery at the best prices, we encourage you to shop local.
This is Dr. Caitlin Toso from Toso Family Eye Care asking you to focus on our local economy and shop Emporia First.
Shop Emporia.
Hi, this is Molly with Century Business Technologies, your local IT company for network security. Contact us at centuryks.com or 620-343-8500. Shop Emporia First.
I'm Dr. Ryan Kohlmeyer with Kansas Sleep Solutions. If you struggle with snoring, sleep apnea, or are looking for an alternative to your CPAP machine, keep it local, and contact Kansas Sleep Solutions.
Spend it here, keep it here. Shop Emporia first.
This is Stacy with the Emporia Granada Theater, and here's what's going on at the Granada. Great events are coming to the Granada stage in June, starting with Everything Unbound Gravel this week, the Emporia Pride Drag Celebration on June 10th, and Kansas Free for Arts presents That One Guy on June 17th. Information about these wonderful community events can be found at EmporiaGranada.com or visit our box office at 805 Commercial. We hope to see you at the Emporia Granada Theater.
14 KVOE 96.9 FM live and local. Quick look at your forecast here from the TV 13 weather team. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be sunny with a high of 87. Chance of rain later on tonight, low of 64. Showers likely tomorrow. Looks like we might have a wet unbound gravel race as we're looking for a high of 85. Chance of more rain on Sunday and a high of 88.
Give your windows and doors the recognition they deserve by replacing those old windows in your home with Heartland brand 100% American-made replacement windows from the Window Company. They're Energy Star approved. Let Howard McGaffin give you a free in-home estimate today.
The Window Company.
Call a friend.
343-9110.
Currently a light east breeze, partly sunny skies, 77 degrees at KVOE, 1400 AM. 96.9 FM, all the information you need, live and local.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
1028 from the Lyon County History Center. Chuck Samples and Dylan Sherwood as we continue broadcasting from Unbound Packet Pickup. Again, officially this is day two, but this is really the day. Better than 70% of the field is set to be checking in here between, before 10 until about 7 o'clock here tonight with around 3,000 riders coming in. But, here in a little bit we may wind up seeing some of the crew that actually brings their crew with some of the riders coming in from around the world. We've seen family members. We've seen a lot of kids coming up here to kind of take part in the check-in process. And not to insult our next guest, but he's probably one of the youngest in the field. We have Jacob Huber joining us here from Durango, Colorado. Jacob, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
So far, so good. Let's talk about what brought you to Emporia, Kansas for Unbound 2023.
I don't know. Everybody just kept talking about it. I guess I had to come out and try it. It's been a pretty big race, I heard.
Right. Well, from your vantage point, not having participated in it, how big is it based on what you're seeing here just over the last few minutes?
Pretty huge. It's bigger than anything I've ever seen, to be honest.
When did you first hear about Unbound?
Last year, actually, so not long ago.
How did you hear about it? Did you hear it from somebody?
Just a couple friends and local pros kept talking about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Could you maybe name some of those that you're aware of that brought you here?
Like Howard Grotz. I know he's been doing the Lifetime series and everything. I chatted with him a couple times. Pace McKelvin. He's been in Durango. Rode with him once or twice.
Cool. What got you started in cycling? Let me ask you that.
I don't know. I used to just be super out of shape and wanted to do something to get into shape.
And nothing quite like cycling to do that. Is this your first, I understand it's your first Unbound, is this your first gravel race?
No, it's not my first gravel race. I've done a few BWRs and other off-road events like that.
Okay. Are you also doing other styles of, like, road racing and things like that?
Mm-hmm. I love road racing, mountain bike racing. Both of those have been really fun to do.
Cool. What's been different about those kind of categories of racing for you? Are there things I imagine that are similar but some things that are different when depending on the surface that you're riding on?
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge skill component to mountain biking and more just fitness in road, but you also got to work on pack dynamics so you don't get popped out the back with a huge surge.
Understood. Talk a little bit about how you're planning on setting things up for your bike here for tomorrow. 200 miles, but it sounds like conditions could range from relatively dry to pretty soupy in a pretty big hurry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just hoping for the best. I don't have the best clearance. I have a cyclocross bike with the fattest tire I could fit on there. other than that, yeah, I don't know. I just hope I go for the best.
Out of all the races you've competed in, is this the longest duration that you've done?
By far, for sure, yeah.
You got a good game plan in front of you?
Hopefully just don't get dropped as long as I can and then hang on to the finish, I guess. Right.
Have you heard of Ashton Lambie?
Yes, I've heard of him. Is he doing that?
Well, he just did over 1,000 miles, and he launched last Saturday and got back here Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that kind of impressive to see someone do over 1,000 miles in about a four-day span?
Oh, yeah. That's a huge training block coming into this.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be recovered in time for this.
Right. Yeah, Ashton was part of the Flint Hills Ultra Gravel Ride, which launched Saturday from the zoo, and then he was the first rider back here Wednesday right before the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame. Speaking of training, you know, you mentioned here about, you know, just when you got started, that is kind of a way for you to get back in shape or you know. But talk a little bit about your training now. You're clearly fit. So what's the kind of the game plan for you leading into these big races as far as your training is concerned?
Just try and do as much as I can and try and rest before and then hope for the best.
Treva World Athlete Services Manager mentioned about a carb load. Is that also coming tonight for you?
Pretty much, yeah, just pancakes, hopefully. Yeah. I love pancakes, so that's what I'm having for dinner.
Good deal. Again, Jacob Huber's joining us right now from Durango, Colorado. He's one of the 200-mile participants, and we haven't checked the stats yet, but he's going to be, if not the youngest 200-mile participant, he's going to be on the young end of things for sure. There's a lot of, I'm going to use the term experience in a couple of different ways. One, because of age, like me. But the other age or experience with you know numbers of years in Unbound. How do you plan to, I guess, maybe navigate that? Or are you right here basically kind of learning the ropes for maybe a big push towards the top in future years?
Yeah, I'm pretty much really new to this, so just learning as I go, picking up experience in every race I do. So I feel like I'm constantly getting better, which is a good feeling.
Good deal. What did your family think when you're saying, hey, look, I'm going to go, not only am I going to get into gravel cycling, but I'm going to do this 200-mile race somewhere in the Flint Hills of Kansas?
I think when I first told it to my mom, the first thing she said was, what? Just gave me this weird look, like, okay. But they're super supportive, and they came along with me. They're going to be my pit crew for this weekend.
Awesome. How does that set up here for you? Having just in general terms, having a pit crew, how's that going to lay out for you when you're out on the course? Where are they going to wind up being in relation to you as you continue?
They play a pretty crucial role. They're going to be both at the aid stations, so should be in and out of there hopefully pretty quick. Don't want to take too long a time and get popped from the group.
Right. Yep. And speaking of the conditions, it sounds like it's going to be humid. Sounds like it's going to be, you know, quite possibly stormy at points along the route. You mentioned here about the carb load going into the race tomorrow, but what are some of your daytime preparations that you're, given the conditions, could be pretty varied on the course tomorrow?
You know, I'm not sure. To be honest, I'm just planning on a lot of rest today, and I can't really change anything with my bike because I don't have any spares at all. So, yeah.
So if one pops,
I have tubes, but yeah, no different tires or anything like that.
Gotcha. Understand. Well, is there anything else, Jacob, that you wanted to bring up here and let our listeners across the Flint Hills know about here before you launch tomorrow morning?
No, I don't think so. Just hope everybody has a good time out there.
Good deal. Well, you too. And thanks for coming, joining us here this morning, and hope you enjoy your stay here in Emporia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Such a beautiful town.
Good. Well, we're glad to hear that, and we'll definitely pass that on to the Chamber, Main Street, city government, and things like that.
So. Okay.
Jacob Huber, thanks again. Appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks again.
All right. Jacob Huber from Durango, Colorado. He is 18 years old. He's one of the 200-mile participants that's going to be launching bright and early tomorrow morning. And I think his family actually just came up here and is going to be taking some stuff away from him as well. So we'll be talking here with a couple of more folks here in the 10 o'clock hour. I've got a couple more segments that we are going to do. And then once we get to the top of the hour, we'll have ABC News, kind of the traditional talk right into talk of Emporia time. So that'll be weather forecast and also taking a look at the At Work Network contest winners. That'll be around the 11 o'clock here to 11:08, and then we'll continue here on 14 KVUE and 96.9 FM. It's 10:36 on KVUE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVUE.com. We'll be talking more with Unbound Gravel riders. We'll be talking more with staffers. We'll be talking more with volunteers and more with race administrators between now and around 11:40 to 11:45 as our special coverage, Unbound Check-In, continues on KVOE and KVOE.com. More after this.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will not face criminal charges related to the investigation into his handling of classified documents after leaving office. That according to the Justice Department. Pence has been notified, and it comes days before he's expected to launch his bid for the White House. Senate lawmakers approving a bill to raise the debt limit. It now heads to the president's desk and will avoid a U.S. default on loans and programs. President Biden will address the nation later tonight. The president also touting the better-than-expected jobs report. The U.S. economy added 339,000 jobs in May. ABC's Alexis Christophorus tells us where.
Jobs were added in professional and business services, government, health care, construction, and transportation. Wages were actually up 0.3%. That was in line with estimates.
The unemployment rate, though, rose to 3.7%. In Iowa, recovery efforts continue in Davenport for three people still unaccounted for following Sunday's partial collapse of an apartment building. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Are your shoes worn out from the grind, grit, and gravel of everyday life? Well, stop in and see us at Brown Shoe Fit Company for rock-solid savings. Now through Saturday, take $10 off all regular-priced merchandise, $55 to $110, and $15 off all regular-priced merchandise, $110 and up. With a great selection of styles from all your favorite brands like Hoka, OnCloud, Brooks, Keen, Chaco, Oboz, Birkenstock, Clarks, Adu, Old Kai, Kabu, and many more. And welcome to Emporia, Unbound riders and support crew. Good luck in the race. Don't miss out on rock-solid savings at Brown Shoe Fit Company on the corner of 6th and Commercial in downtown Emporia. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Large Coin and Gun Public Auction, Saturday, June 3rd, 10 a.m., 2921 West 12th Avenue, Emporia. 50-plus guns, 500-plus lots of coins, silver coins, silver bullion, gold and coin sets. For pictures and information, go to kansasauctions.net/JNDAuction.
Swimsuit? Check. Flip-flops? Check. Sunscreen? Check. You're ready to spend the summer at Jones Aquatic Center. Their summer swim season is now through August 13th, and seasonal hours are Monday through Sunday from 1 to 6 p.m. Admission is $5 for adults 16 years and up, $3 for youth ages 3 to 15, and children under 3 are free with an adult admission. Enjoy the slides, lazy river, zero entry pool, splash playground, and more. Stay active for life at the Jones Aquatic Center.
Mark Schaefer out here at John North Ford Nissan. Spring is here and our new vehicle inventory is coming in. Over 22 Nissan vehicles. Majority have low APR specials, pre-owned vehicles. I got Super Duties, half tons, third row SUVs, sports cars, economy cars. Come out and test drive one today. It's Mark Schaefer at John North Ford.
Upgrade you better, John North Ford.
Reynolds and Amlicher Eye Physicians and Surgeons is looking to add a full-time medical receptionist to their front office team. Experience with insurance is a plus. Benefits of paid time off included, no weekends or holidays. Visit Indeed.com to apply or call the office with any questions. Reynolds and Amlicher is an equal opportunity employer.
Many of us can thankfully remember key people in our lives who supported us, helping us become who we are today. But too often, children in the foster care system are forced to go through an incredibly difficult time in their lives, far away from support. Once children are removed from their homes, it's not uncommon for them to be moved from placement to placement. Children can find themselves with people they aren't sure they can trust, wondering how long they will remain in a home, feeling alone, and unfortunately at times like no one understands. This is when having a dedicated CASA advocate in their lives can make a difference, helping them feel safe, connected, and that a consistent, caring adult is on their side. Please consider becoming a CASA volunteer because that person can be you. This is Robbie Hill, and I'm a CASA. Classes to train new CASA volunteers are forming now. You may call 620-343-2744 or go to soskansas.com/CASA for more information.
KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and time now for a look at headlines. Being brought to you by IPC, the Insurance Planning Center, an AcroSure agency partner at 529 Commercial Suite 5 for all your commercial, business, and group health insurance needs. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the latest local headlines, here is Chuck Samples.
Good morning, everybody. Unbound gravel activities picking up before the launch of the 350 this afternoon and all other race lengths tomorrow morning. KVUE broadcasting from the Lyon County History Center for check-in activities here this morning. Speaking of the Unbound Gravel Race, construction isn't totally finished yet, but work on Highland Street near Emporia State is at a point where riders can use the infamous Highland Hill near the finish line tomorrow. And votes amongst Kansas lawmakers were split on the nation's debt ceiling bill, which did wind up passing the House earlier in the week and the Senate last night. President Joe Biden set to sign that here today. KVUE forecast from the TV 13 weather team, shower and thunderstorm chances into the evening hours again today with a high of about 86 degrees, 87 degrees. We'll also see a decent chance of showers and storms develop early tomorrow morning in 64, and showers and storms likely tomorrow, possible on Sunday. High of 85 degrees tomorrow, high of 88 on Sunday. From the 24-hour KVUE newsroom, I'm Chuck Samples.
Thank you, Chuck. Currently, light northeast breeze, partly sunny skies, 79 degrees at KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. All the information you need, live and local. Headlines are brought to you this hour by IPC, the Insurance Planning Center, an AcroSure agency partner at 529 Commercial Suite 5, and also in Eureka and Wichita.
Bunge in Emporia is looking to fill multiple general laborer positions within their processing department. These positions have a starting wage of $24.64 per hour with an outstanding benefits package that begins on the first day of employment. This is an entry-level position and will work a rotating shift. To apply, visit bunge.com/careers or kvoe.com for more information. Bunge is an equal employment opportunity and affirmative action employer, including veterans and disabilities. Bunge, at home everywhere.
Nearly 4,000 cyclists will be racing through the Flint Hills during Unbound Gravel on Saturday, June 3rd. Riders from across the country and abroad will visit Emporia for the world's premier gravel grinding event.
Matt Johnson with Keller Williams Realty, Merchant Cycles, Gambino's Pizza, Annette Taylor of Salon Mirage, and Mainstay Suites would like to welcome all the cyclists along with their families and friends to Emporia and wish them the best of luck during Unbound.
Grab your friends and family and head out to the Flint Hills Rodeo in Strong City, June 1st through June 3rd. The rodeo begins nightly at 8 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There will be a cowboy dance following the rodeo on Friday and Saturday nights, sponsored by Country 101.7 FM. And don't forget the annual parade at 2 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd. The following rodeo boosters invite you to this year's Flint Hills Rodeo.
Angela Plankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 344-6368. Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair. Call on Troy's for all of your automotive needs, 341-9449. And the Blue Stem Insurance Group, providing home, farm, auto, and commercial insurance needs you can depend on. The Blue Stem Insurance Group, 342-4714. Don't miss the Flint Hills Rodeo, June 1st through the 3rd in Strong City.
KVOE live and local, and time once again for a look at sports headlines. The 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the sports you need. Here is Greg Ray.
Thank you, Sean, and good morning. After a two-day break, the Kansas City Royals back in action tonight. They'll begin a three-game series with the Colorado Rockies. Jordan Lyles makes a start for the Royals. First pitch set for 7:10. Denver Nuggets won Game 1 of the NBA Finals, outscoring the Miami Heat 104-93. Game 2 set for Sunday in Denver. Summer baseball season gets underway tonight for the Emporia Spartans. The team's made up of players from the Emporia High baseball team. They'll play a doubleheader at Newton. Summer junior golf season got underway yesterday. Emporia's golf course hosting a Kansas Junior Golf Tour tournament in the 16 and over division from Emporia. Nolan Jacob finished fifth, while Hudson Sauter finished in a tie for eighth place in the 13 to 15 age division. Emporia and Marley Harder finished 11th, and Chesney Urkel finished 14th. In the prep 12 and under division, Maddox Gurley of Emporia finished with a 54 for the nine holes he played. Emporia State volleyball schedule for the upcoming season has been released. The Cam Merchek era begins with the Kansas City Classic beginning September 1st in Liberty, Missouri. They will also be playing in the Missouri S&T tournament before they play their home opener on September 15th when they host Fort Hays State. Emporia and Megan Hilbish can add national champion to her list of shooting sports honors. She recently won national championships in the 300-meter rifle prone and free rifle in three positions competition. She also plays second in the standard rifle three-position competition for both men and women. That qualifies her now for the world championships to take place in August in Azerbaijan. That's a look at sports. I'm Greg Ray, KVOE, live and local.
Thank you, Greg. KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM, and we now return you to the Talk of Emporia.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Unbound packet pickup ongoing in full force. To see.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know things are changing. Today's car buying process can seem intimidating. This is Gary from Clint Boyer Autoplex, and I want to help you navigate today's evolving vehicle market. The majority of our new inventory is pre-sold before they get to our dealership. Come in or call for information on how to reserve your next vehicle. With inventory shortages, let our staff get you the upper hand in buying your new car, truck, or SUV. Plus, we'll give you a sweet Granada treat for the drive home. Clint Boyer Autoplex, only in Emporia.
Looking for a way to surprise your family this summer? An above-ground pool is a gift that the whole family can enjoy. The addition of a new above-ground pool will turn your yard into your own personal retreat. Plus, being in the pool is great exercise for the whole body. Contact Jay at First Start Pool and Patio to put together the perfect pool package for your family. First Start Pool and Patio, 2929 West Highway 50. Stay cool with an above-ground pool from First Start Pool and Patio.
Are your shoes worn out from the grind, grit, and gravel of everyday life? Well, stop in and see us at Brown Shoe Fit Company for rock-solid savings. Now through Saturday, take $10 off all regular-priced merchandise, $55 to $110, and $15 off all regular-priced merchandise, $110 and up. With a great selection of styles from all your favorite brands like Hoka, OnCloud, Brooks, Keen, Chaco, Oboz, Birkenstock, Clarks, Adude, Old Kai, Kavu, and many more. And welcome to Emporia, Unbound riders and support crew. Good luck in the race. Don't miss out on rock-solid savings at Brown Shoe Fit Company on the corner of 6th and Commercial and downtown Emporia. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia first.
This is Janice Arb with LCAT, Lyon County Public Transit System, providing an easy way for you to get around town with over 30 pickup and drop-off spots. We love helping you shop Emporia first.
This is Brenda Dowdekin with Midwest Land Group. I am proud to be a Lyon County native, and thank you for growing local, living local, staying local, and shopping local first.
Shop Emporia.
Hi, I'm Trey Cocking, Emporia City Manager. A strong local economy starts with you. Shop local, buy local, shop Emporia first.
This is Lindsay Ratcliffe, owner of Skin Studio, proudly serving the Emporia community with your skincare needs. Thank you for supporting local businesses.
This is pharmacist Amber Haig with Haig Pharmacy. We thank you for supporting your local businesses and look forward to serving all of your prescription and healthcare needs.
Spend it here, keep it here,
shop Emporia first.
The Emporia Animal Shelter has the following pets available for immediate adoption. Champ, a young neutered male pit bull. Windy, a short hair adult female silver tabby house cat. And Banjo, a neutered adult male border collie heeler mix. You can see these pets at KVOE.com by clicking on Adopt a Pet, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and the Hills Science Diet. For more information on these pets, give them a call today, 620-340-6345, or check them out online at petfinder.com.
It's time to hop in the DeLorean and head all the way back, to the 80s. The 80s was a decade that not only saw an increase in musical exploration, it was also a decade that saw the marriage of sound and sight. And we are bringing that to Mix 104.9. Every Friday at 1 p.m., we are bringing you an hour of 80s music called Back to the 80s. It will be an hour of your favorite 80s music. So tune in every Friday at 1 p.m. for Back to the 80s on Mix 104.9.
14 KVOE 96.9 FM and KVOE.com. Good morning. Let's go ahead and take a look at your forecast here from the TV 13 weather team. For today, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be sunny with a high of 87. Chance of rain later on tonight. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with a low of 64. Showers likely tomorrow with a high of 85. Chance of rain on Sunday and a high of 88.
Spring is here, the weather is nicer, and your car is saying, clean me. Well, you need to head to Wash and Vac Spot Free Car Wash. It's where dirty cars love to go. This state-of-the-art automatic car wash washes the grime off, applies conditioner, and waxes with UV protection. Wash and Vac Spot Free Car Wash, across from Bluestem Farm and Ranch. It's where dirty cars love to go.
Currently, we do have a light east breeze, mostly sunny skies, 78 degrees, here at KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, all the information you need, live and local. We're having a few technical difficulties right here on the Talk of Emporia, but we'll be back in just a moment here on KVOE, live and local.
The Emporia Recreation Center's 2023 Corporate Challenge is ready to go. Gather your employees and work together to bring home the coveted trophy, along with bragging rights as Emporia's champions. Registration packets are available now. The dates for Corporate Challenge 2023 have changed to July 24th through August 4th. Are you interested in being a team captain for your business? Visit EmporiaRec.org for more information, as well as your downloadable packet. Registration is due Friday, June 23rd. Join ERC's Corporate Challenge and stay active for life.
The Emporia Animal Shelter has the following pets available for immediate adoption. Champ, a young neutered male pit bull. Windy, a short hair adult female silver tabby house cat. And Banjo, a neutered adult male border collie heeler mix. You can see these pets at KVOE.com by clicking on Adopt a Pet, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and the Hill Science Diet. For more information on these pets, give them a call today, 620-340-6345, or check them out online at petfinder.com.
The world's premier gravel race, Unbound Gravel, is headed your way June 3rd in Emporia. Make sure to attend the festivities in downtown Emporia that Saturday. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia first.
This is Brian with Bluestem Farm Ranch Supply, locally owned since 1961. We appreciate your business and for shopping Emporia first.
This is Roger with Heartland Office Systems, your local source for printers, copiers, and office supplies in Emporia. Thank you for keeping it local and shopping Emporia first.
Shop Emporia.
This is Pete Euler, State Farm Insurance. Before you head out of town, take a look around, shop Emporia first.
Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street. If it's scrap and it's metal, we want yours. Thanks for shopping Emporia first.
Thank you for dining with Mi Chavalita Mexican Grill. The Lopez family appreciates your continued support.
Shop Emporia first.
Hi, this is Hubba from Old Rum's Liquor. Nancy and I appreciate your business, and thank you for shopping Emporia first.
Spend it here, keep it here.
Shop Emporia first.
Win Gambino's Pizza for your company or business in the At Work Network. Send a picture of your letterhead, business card, or business sign to the Bluestem Farm and Ranch text line 620-342-5863 with a contact name and phone number. Or fax your company letterhead to 620-342-0804. Then on Friday morning just after 11, we'll draw and announce a business to win Gambino's Pizza for the following Monday. The At Work Network from Gambino's Pizza and KVOE.
Unbound Gravel is headed your way June 3rd in downtown Emporia.
How do I get in on this?
More information online at unboundgravel.com. KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Live and local.
Never trust an Adam.
Thanks, Dad, for all the advice.
Because they make up everything.
And all the bad dad jokes you ever told over the years.
Oh, come on.
Happy Father's Day.
From KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM.
Oh, you just don't get it.
Live and local.
It's not too late to get registered for the Emporia Recreation Center Summerscape Day Camp. This is a KDHE licensed daycare program with the structure of a summer camp experience. Our kids will go to Jones Aquatic Center, Flint Hills Bowling, and roller skate rink, plus some great outdoor activities like fishing at Peter Pan Park and visits to the splash pad. Summerscape is for children first through sixth grade at Walnut Elementary. We have weekly registrations available through July 28th. Call the ERC at 340-6300 or go to EmporiaRec.org for more info. We'll keep your kids active for life.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Back on Talk of Emporia, our special extended edition. We did have some technical difficulties. My fault. This is what happens when you hit one button and you think you've hit the other one. So that's what happened there. We are back on the air right now, and we will be talking more with riders and Unbound Gravel participants in other ways here in just a little bit. But so far here, Dylan, we've had a phenomenal, you know, so the stories here that Unbound are really awesome.
Yeah, and it's great. It's great to see a range of riders coming from all around. Mm-hmm. And that's very unique about this event. And besides having the dynamic disc open and the glass blown open, that brings competitors from around, you know, Unbound Gravel. It kind of ties into that a little bit.
Yeah, and in a way, really setting the stage for a lot of our international activities as well. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break here. We'll come back with ABC News here in just a little bit. Then we'll also have weather forecast and then the At Work Network contest winners. Then we'll come back here for Talk of Emporia. Still got three more interviews that we've got to do here this morning. Also, we mentioned here earlier about the schedule for the rest of the day today and then also into tomorrow. The Lifetime Grand Prix Athlete Panel will be at noon. That'll be at the Expo. Q&A for those of you in the 25 and 50-mile distances, that'll be from 1 until about 1:45. That'll be floor 2, so the floor immediately below us at the History Center. Unbound Gravel will launch at 3 o'clock, and then the riders' meeting will be at the Granada Theater at 4:30 again today. For the launches tomorrow, the pro men will start at 5:50, the women, the elite women, starting 2 minutes later. The rest of the 200-mile field launches at 6 a.m. The 100 will start at 7. The 25 and 50 riders will start at 9. The finish line party shortly before noon at Commercial Street, that goes all the way until midnight. Then the award ceremonies for the 50-milers will be at 2. The 100-milers will be at 5. The news conference for those in the 200-mile race will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And so that basically loads up Saturday's schedule for the most part. And then there's also the award ceremony at the Granada Theater coming up at 8 a.m. Sunday, just north of us. So we'll take our break getting into ABC News. Again, as we continue our special coverage from the Lyon County History Center, third floor. It is Packet Pickup 2023 for Unbound. The races begin today with the XL350. All other races beginning in the early morning to mid-morning hours tomorrow from downtown Emporia. And we want to say our welcome here for not only the area residents, the local residents that are participating, but from the folks that are around the world. 40 different countries, actually 43 different countries represented through Unbound Gravel here this year with a field of around 4,000 riders in tow for the Unbound activities today and tomorrow. So again, we'll take a break. We'll be back after ABC News on your weather forecast here on KVUE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVUE.com as we continue from Unbound Gravel Packet Pickup at the Lyon County History Center.
AM 1400 KVOE Emporia, 96.9 FM K245BQ Emporia.
From ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis, an address to the nation tonight from President Biden as he celebrates strong jobs numbers from the Labor Department. 339,000 jobs added in May, up from 253,000 in April. But there's a caveat.
This report, I think, makes it really challenging for the Federal Reserve, because in recent weeks, some Fed officials have come out and publicly and said that they think they might pause an interest rate hike at their June 14th meeting. A report as strong as this might make them think twice before they take that pause. We could be in for another quarter point rate hike in June.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Also on the president's agenda, signing the debt ceiling deal, finally passed by both houses of Congress with bipartisan support and some detractors.
The majority of Senate Republicans voting against it, some pushing for more defense spending, while progressive Democrats oppose the deal because of the new work requirements for some older Americans on food assistance.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Without an agreement, Social Security checks, government payrolls, and other critical obligations were threatened. Former President Trump and his top GOP rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, both on the campaign trail. DeSantis in South Carolina today weighing in on the default Congress just averted.
The nation was careening towards bankruptcy prior to that debt deal, and the nation is still careening towards bankruptcy after that debt deal.
Trump, meantime, under investigation again by the feds, who sources say have a recording of him admitting to having a classified document after leaving office. Trump telling Fox News last night he did everything right, abiding by the Presidential Records Act 100%. Ford is recalling more than 140,000 Lincoln SUVs, telling owners to park them outside. There's a risk they could catch fire even with the engine off. Certain MKC SUVs from 2015 through 2019 model years affected. And the renaming of a historic U.S. military base. North Carolina's Fort Bragg, now officially Fort Liberty, as the Pentagon changes names. You're listening to ABC News.
Had enough of those little flies in your kitchen?
I did. That's why I got Zevo. I just plug in the trap, insert a cartridge, and let the light do all the work.
Zevo traps use blue and UV light to attract and trap flying insects with no odor, no mess, and no stress. Stop swatting and ditch the DIY traps. With Zevo, getting rid of bugs is as easy as
click, click, blue.
Zevo. People friendly, bug deadly.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hungered in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Police in Northern California looking for a motive after a deadly rampage.
Why the crime spree was carried out is a mystery today. A mix of stabbings, a carjacking, and people hit, police say intentionally, by the suspect's getaway car, leaving victims dead in two cities. Steve Aponte with San Jose Police.
The suspect, it appears, intentionally rammed two individuals, striking two pedestrians.
Others were stabbed. Police eventually arrested the attacker and say they're now working to better understand the rampage. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Firefighters in southern New Jersey say they have a 5,000-acre wildfire about 50% contained now. Smoke from that fire could mingle with smoke from a much bigger set of wildfires up in Canada, burning out of control in Nova Scotia. Deputy Chief David Meldrum with Halifax Regional Fire and Emergency, hopeful rain in the forecast today.
Every day that goes by without rain, and every day that the temperature goes up, and every day that the winds are significant, allows those fuels to become more and more volatile.
Smoke from those fires could reach down to Virginia. And new trivia for Queen fans.
Is this the real life?
It is very real. Turns out Freddie Mercury at one point had a different name in mind for Bohemian Rhapsody. Some draft lyrics show the title Mongolian Rhapsody. It was found among hundreds of Mercury's items as they go up for auction at Sotheby's. This is ABC News.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM and KVOE.com. We will get you back to the talk of Emporia in just a moment, but first a look at your forecast from the TV 13 weather team. For today, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be mostly sunny today. Southeast winds 5 to 10 with a high of 87. Chance of rain later on tonight, still looking to be cloudy. Southwest winds 5 to 10 with a low of 64. Showers likely tomorrow for Unbound Gravel as we're looking for a high of 85. Chance of rain on Sunday and a high of 88.
Get the best treatment for your car with the highest car wash technology on the market today at Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Wash features include a bug removal treatment, along with their Rust-Ite treatment for the undercarriage of your car. Single washes are as low as $9, or get a monthly membership for as little as $21.99 with unlimited use. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at 6th and Prairie.
Yesterday, we did have a high of 83. Overnight, we got down to 68 degrees. Also yesterday, did accumulate about 6/10 of an inch of rain in the KVOE rain gauge. Currently, light southeast breeze, 60% humidity. Barometric pressure this hour falling, right now sitting at 30.00. We do have mostly sunny skies, 81 degrees at KVOE, 1400 AM. 96.9 FM, all the information you need, live and local. And it's time now for the KVOE At Work Network drawing. Win pizza from Gambino's for this coming Monday if your business is entered. That's Gambino's Pizza, 1003 Industrial Road. Congratulations to Vectech LLC. Once again, congratulations to Vectech. You've won three large pizzas from Gambino's for Monday. And you can be the hero in your office and get your business entered into the At Work Network. Just take a picture of your business card, letterhead, or business sign. Send the picture, contact name, and phone number to the Bluestem Farm and Ranch text line 620-342-5863 or fax a company letterhead to 620-342-0804. Then listen around this time on Friday mornings. If your business is drawn, you'll win pizza from Gambino's. It's the At Work Network from Gambino's Pizza and KVOE.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Talk of Emporia continuing, 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM and KVOE.com. This hour of Talk of Emporia brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Whether dining in or enjoying the convenience of carry out, it's Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue at 607 Merchant, where it's always all about the meat. And by Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever, Newman Regional Health. Another wave of Unbound Riders is at the Lyon County History Center, third floor, as we continue really observing and celebrating the check-in process, which has been hot and heavy for over an hour now. Chuck Samples and Dylan Sherwood at the History Center, third floor here this morning. Had a chance to talk with organizers and cyclists that are involved here, and now we get a chance to talk with volunteer slash staff member Tara Gifford, who's going to spend some time away from the lines that have formed and going to give us a little bit of insight as to what's taking place. Tara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good. What's your thoughts here on kind of what you're seeing, the crush of humanity from across the world here over the last hour or so?
It's been exciting. There's been a lot come in. We had about 1,200 yesterday, so we're looking at 3,000 today, and it'll be steady throughout the day, I think.
What does it mean for you to be involved in something like this, which, you know, brings the world together for a week here in downtown Emporia and really across, you know, several of our neighboring counties?
It's a lot of fun to see this many people come into town and be able to hear stories of travels and just different people from different countries and states even. It's good to bring them all here, and the energy is great with everybody. And they all heard really good things, and they love Emporia.
Good deal. What got you interested in helping out, and really what is your role here today? Let me ask you that.
So I started, I think, when Treva came into the role, originally with Dirty Kansas, now into Unbound. But I started as a volunteer, and then this week I have worked with her to make sure packet pickup has been set up, everything's organized and ready to go. And today I'm kind of the buffer between volunteers that are checking people in and Treva that's making changes, because she does the changes as far as if we're distances or something wonky messed up with your information or something like that. So I try to field questions that I know the answers to before they get to her.
What type of, what are some of the different issues that do come up here on check-in day, at least from what you've been able to see?
Sometimes it's as simple as the system and how they printed the bibs doesn't organize the names by the middle names, or if you have like three or four names, so they'll be out of order from what the volunteers are looking for in the boxes, so we'll find it that way. A lot of them are, hey, I signed up for the 200, but I'm dropping to the 100, or any change like that. Either the bib is still at the 200, or they're needing it to do that change today.
Gotcha. It sounds like, you know, with an event of this magnitude, you know, 4,000 riders just that are going to be participating today and tomorrow, it seems like you don't want to use the term customer service, but certainly that customer service concept really comes into play on a huge event like this.
Absolutely. And I've heard nothing but good things from the riders as far as how this event is put on and all the work that's put in by the full-time employees. Like we discussed earlier, I just come in for this week. Thankfully, my supervisor allowed me off. But, I come in for the week and help Treva. And then there's a really handful of full-time staff. But.
Right. You know, we're seeing more people checking in. We got the 200, we got the 100, we got the 50 here, and then other distances checking in a little bit elsewhere in the History Center right now. Once your day is done, kind of what is your role going to be with Unbound here this weekend, or is this pretty much it for you?
No, actually, I come back at, we haven't decided yet, either 4 or 5 a.m. tomorrow to help with late packet pickup.
Okay.
And then I will switch to crew for hire dispatch. So basically, if you get crew for hire and you get out there and you have a mechanical failure, injury, or you're just done with the day, I'm the one that answers the phone calls and lets our radio crew know where to send the Jeeps.
Understood. With that role, I'm assuming, you know, the people that are calling, they're, you know, when they're done for a variety of reasons, there's probably going to be a fair amount of heartbreak for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the calls are never easy. We try to filter through, is it mechanical? Do you need medical? Sometimes we tell them, hey, call up or hang up and call 911. That way they can get to you and pinpoint you where you're at. We try to, hey, you did the best you could. It is real emotion on the phone and sad for especially the ones that get real close or just get not too far out and have some kind of severe mechanical failure.
Or they have a wreck or something like that.
Right.
I know we talked with 2021 champion Lauren DeCrescenzo yesterday on our morning show, and she mentioned here the 19 race was her debut, and then she wrecked pretty early, broke her collarbone and was out. And that actually served as a motivating factor for her for what's taken place the rest of her career. But in that moment, it was really, really difficult. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And something I'll share is, so I'm now with Crosswinds, our mental health center here, and we actually have a team on call. So if, because this is a huge event, like mental preparation and all that kind of stuff. So if you have a mechanical failure or some kind of injury, and a debrief is needed, we're available for that as well to kind of help the athletes and crews and all that get through that.
Speaking of that, and it sounds like, you know, you just recently joined Crosswinds after a career in law enforcement here locally, but are you seeing more of a maybe some sort of an emphasis on that this year than maybe before?
Yeah, I kind of helped bridge the tie there between Treva and Crosswinds to try to get something started, especially for Unbound race, but as well as all of Lifetime stuff, to try to get that created so it's an availability, whether it's Crosswinds providing it or the local mental health centers there in the other communities.
Outstanding. Well, Tara, anything else you wanted to add for the listening audience here this morning about your experience, kind of your role, or kind of your thoughts about really what this means for the Emporia area here this morning?
It's huge for our area and our businesses, and it's a lot of fun. If you haven't volunteered yet, I really suggest it. The energy is great coming off these people, and it gives you a new perspective after volunteering on what the actual event is.
Awesome. Good deal. Well, Tara, thanks so much for joining us here on Talk of Emporia here today. I see that we've got Ben Sachs lurking around, the race director, so we're going to get him on the air here in just a second. You've got some stuff I know you got to do, but
yep.
Really appreciate your time with us here this morning.
Thank you.
Tara Gifford joining us again here as we continue Unbound Packet pickup coverage on KVUE and KVUE.com. Talk of Emporia here this Friday morning. Unbound Gravel Eve is brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Enjoy dining inside or just simply enjoy the convenience of carryout, but regardless of how you do it, take home Bobby D's, 607 Merchant, where it's all about to meet.
Is your community group, sports team, youth group, or PTO looking to do a fundraiser this summer? If so, let Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue help raise funds for you. Sign up to take part in their Donate While You Dine program, and it'll raise funds for your organization while people dine at Bobby D's. To learn more about how Bobby D's can help raise funds for your organization, call them at 342-1990. It's the Donate While You Dine program at Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue.
Summer in the Flint Hills gets a little hotter on June 3rd for Unbound Gravel in Emporia. Head downtown and enjoy the block party this weekend. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
I'll go. Thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Talk of Emporia continuing on 14 KVUE, 96.9 FM and KVUE.com. We're in the process of lining up some riders here to talk with us about their experiences. Though he had Ben Sachs, but he's not out of his meeting yet, so he'll be coming up in just a little bit. Ben is the race director. In case you had missed it earlier, this is really the core of the Unbound experience, specifically on the rider check-in side with, as you just heard Treva mention, and also Treva mentioned in the 10 o'clock hour, and then Tara Gifford mentioned here in the last segment, 3,000 or so riders are, you know, basically getting checked in here this morning, and it's a very busy schedule here for the rest of the day today with the XL taking off at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Also, the Lifetime Grand Prix taking place as we speak right now. That's at the Expo. The Expo is a busy place in the 600 and 700 block of Mechanic Street, and it's not just because of the vendors, which there's 300 or so, and we're probably on the plus side of that right now, 300 vendors that are part of the biggest ever All Things Gravel Expo in Unbound history. But you have the Lifetime Grand Prix athlete panel, which will be coming up at noon today. The Grand Prix itself started at 10. That goes until the XL launches at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And again, that'll be from the Expo area at 3 p.m. So there's still most of the attention is paid to the 200 and then the shorter distances, which will all launch tomorrow. But you're looking at better than 150 riders in the XL, which goes, again, 350-plus miles deep into the Flint Hills. And those riders, depending on the conditions, they may be back in 20 hours or so. So just keep that in mind, that these cyclists are, in a lot of cases, going 15 to 20-plus miles per hour on their bikes in less than hospitable conditions in a lot of ways. And they're making it back, specifically the XL. What was it, 2 years ago, the lead riders came back in about 24 hours. And the lead rider last year shaved a good solid 3-plus hours off of that time. So that's going to be launching at 3 o'clock from the Expo area. And, again, riders are really, the community is more than encouraged to come out to see that. The big start process tomorrow begins at 5:50 with the elite men. The elite women will be going 5:50 to 5:52 respectively. Then you have the 200 starting at 6, the 100 starting at 7. The 25 and the 50 will be starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Finish line party begins a little bit before noon on Commercial Street. It's going to be busy all the way until midnight tomorrow night. And then kind of off to the side with all of the partying and the celebrating that's going to be going on for these riders around the world. We'll also have the award ceremony in the Granada Theater for the 50-milers at 2 o'clock, the 100-milers at 5, and then the news conference for the 200-milers will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Everything will be wrapping up Sunday morning with the award ceremony, which will be taking place at 8 a.m. at the Granada Theater. And I'll also tell you, too, that for those of you who are riding, and specifically those of you in the deeper distances, there is a cutoff, which is going to be coming up here at 3 a.m. Sunday. So, all right, I believe, as we continue here at 11:19 on KVUE and KVUE.com, let's go ahead and have you introduce yourself here this morning and as we get rolling here. But appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, no problem. Luis Gaveta, riding the 200 from Chicago.
From Chicago. What brings you in from Chi-Town?
Just, you know, go suffer a little bit.
Okay, now I have to ask a point of clarification, because we had a former rider, or I should say former Unbound champion, Lauren De Crescenzo, yesterday mentioned that there is a distinct difference between pain and suffering. Are you expecting to go through pain or suffering or both, and kind of where does that line up?
Yeah, I'm going to go with both. I'm going pain. I would say pain's more physical, dehydrated, bonking.
Right.
Where suffering, I think that's going to be mental. Where, how many more miles do I have to do? And where am I? And did I eat enough? Did I drink enough? So I think you're going to go through a roller coaster of emotion out there. And that's why I came out. It's my first time out here. So I'm pumped.
Which race are you going to be in?
205.
You're doing the 200 plus. Okay. Why 200 miles on a bike into the Flint Hills?
So me and my two buddies, one just left there. We all signed up for the lottery, and then we're like, okay, now we all got in. So now we all got a train. But I've done a couple 100-mile races in Michigan. They have a lot of gravel series out there. But just to test myself, see if I could do it. Follow a lot of YouTubers, a lot of pros on Instagram, and they always talk about it, and I feel like this is like the Super Bowl gravel. And I ride the gravel bike, so I feel like at least once you got to do it. Mm-hmm. And then me personally, again, because everyone talks about the 200, nothing against anyone else, because obviously there's more and less. Everyone's going to go through it, but the 200 just stuck out, and we all said, let's just do it.
Awesome. So what are you expecting tomorrow as far as really the atmospheric conditions, for one, because we could be dealing with you know, warm and muggy and sunny to
yeah,
deep thunderstorm activity. And what do you expect the course is going to be like underneath that?
Yeah, so I just got back from a shakeout ride right now. We rode about 20 miles on it. It was very dry, which is good for now. A little chunky, how everyone says it is. But, it was a good shakeout ride. I think it was about 1,000 people already on the shakeout ride, which is insane.
What does it mean to get on that ride?
Yeah, so our 10-hour drive yesterday from Chicago, legs are a little stiff, so we couldn't get into any rides yesterday. I had to actually went over here to Merchant Cycles. They hooked me up. My front hub was all messed up, so I couldn't ride yesterday. Then today, first thing first, went for a ride. Check it out, too, because you have this anticipation of what it's going to be like, and you have these ideas in your head, and you hear people talk about it, so you're like, I want to see it before the real deal happens tomorrow.
Right.
But weather-wise, we can't control it. I've been monitoring it. It is what it is. Plan for the best. Oh, what is it? Plan for the worst, hope for the best. So I got like a raincoat in my sack bag, and if I need it, I need it. But at the end of the day, everyone's going to start on the start line and see what happens.
In the hundreds that you've competed in, double, mm-hmm. do you have like a good goal in mind that you want to finish the 200 in?
So the 200, I do want to finish before the sun. That's my main goal. And there's a cool print they're giving out to the first 200 people who finish it. So I want that print. Probably not likely. But I want to finish before the sun, not only because it's a cool accomplishment, but my vision is very bad, and I don't want to ride at night. So
that's a point. I totally see you on that.
I have negative 13. I have contacts on right now. If I didn't, I couldn't walk. So I could see, but it's, again, if I could try to avoid that that dark vision out there. I have my lights, but...
Yeah, understood. Talk a little bit about your setup going into tomorrow and the training that's taken you to this point. You mentioned kind of about the training earlier, referencing that.
Yeah, so I live in Chicago. Not many gravel rides out there. So a lot of concrete pavement training, but I've been trying to do like 200 miles a week for the past like 2 months, and I've done that. So feel pretty ready. Done some gravel rides. There's like a Des Plaines River Trail out there that... to like almost 75 miles in gravel, so I've done that a couple times. But really just key in your nutrition. Everyone talks about that, key in nutrition. I'm a big boy, 6'4", 215. Need to eat because I don't want to bonk out there. Again, I just came back from the shakeout ride. It is hot out there.
It's humid too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm from Chicago. We have the lake breeze. It's been like the highest it's been in 70, and to me that's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So going out there, I'm sweating. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm going to be drinking a lot of water. Got some Pedialyte in the sack bags. Mm-hmm. Again, my main goal, I think, just from hearing pros talk and YouTubes is
eat.
Drink water.
Drink.
And it's very hard, though, when you're doing it in a group. Everyone's tight together. Gravel is, it's hard to – it's not pavement, so you got to be careful, too. You don't want to be that guy that falls and breaks up the group. So just be smart out there. Hydrate and eat as much as you can.
You bring up a good point, and it's one that we really haven't mentioned much. It sounds like there's, in certain ways, when you have that pack riders, there's almost like a bit of a responsibility to not only the individual riding, but there's also to the group as well.
Absolutely, because a lot of people paid a lot of money to be out here, travel, sacrifice, training hours. You don't want to be responsible for making someone crash, break the derailleur, they're out of the race. That's me personally. I said my buddy was trying to take a picture. I'm like, hey. Take the picture, but be careful because you're not on pavement. You hit one big rock, it could turn your front wheel, and now you took out four people. So, to me personally, I don't want to be that guy.
How's your experience been in Emporia so far?
It's been amazing. Everyone's been awesome. Got in yesterday. Had a good meal out here downstairs. I forgot the name of it, but it was steak night. It was steak night.
Oh, 627 events.
Very good. Yep. Very good
ribeye. Actually, Kopecky.
Yep. Very good. Everyone's nice. I think everyone's excited. Everyone's eager to get out there tomorrow. So, very big difference yesterday to today. Looks like it went like 10 times the population overnight. So, I'm excited. Emporia's been awesome. The hype is real, and the hype is honest to what everyone's been talking about. It's very hard to come, and I already want to go back, but ask me that question Saturday night.
I got one other thing I want to ask you. After you complete this, would this be something that you would come back to?
Yeah, so right now I would say yes. I want to ask that question Saturday night, hopefully when I finish, knock on wood, and then ask me again Sunday morning. I think it'll be different answers, but as of right now, I'm coming back.
Awesome. Good deal. Liz, thanks so much for joining
us. No problem.
Best of luck here tomorrow.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Hey, all right. Thank you very much. As we continue Unbound Gravel interviews here, it's now 11:27 on KVUE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM Emporia and KVUE.com. The check-in period is going to be continuing until 7 o'clock tonight. So of the riders, we've seen a huge turnout here over the last hour and a half.
There was even a pro in here within the last 10 minutes, Chuck. That was who I was trying to go get because there were the professional cameras. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yep.
Got to try to hunt down somebody really good.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you find one more for us.
All right.
Ben Sachs, I believe, is still tied up with meetings. So if we can get him, we can. But if we can get one more rider, I think we should be in good shape. So
sounds good.
All right. Don't forget that, again, at 11:28 here on KVUE and KVUE.com, our Unbound Gravel coverage, which we've really been mentioning here for today and really mentioning more about the schedule. But we will have tomorrow morning, shortly before everybody bails out downtown Emporia and then on the route here before 6 in the morning, we'll have a couple of interviews taking place on 14 KVUE and 96.9 FM. And then don't forget tomorrow, too. We've got a couple of segments for Unbound coverage. We'll be on the air from 1 to 2 tomorrow afternoon, I should say. We're not coming in that early tomorrow morning. And we'll also be on tomorrow evening as well from the finish line party, which is going to be kicking off shortly before noon tomorrow and continuing all the way until midnight tomorrow night. And we'll also be posting on KVUE.com and KVUE social media several photos and potentially some video of the awards ceremony, which is coming in Sunday morning, 8 o'clock at the Granada Theater. Don't forget, too, that the residents that if you aren't participating, if you do, you know, still want to kind of get your legs out from underneath you, and you want to help the cleanup effort afterward, 8 o'clock Sunday morning is when the cleanup effort is going to begin. Visit Emporia has been spearheading that for a number of years, and they will continue to spearhead that as well for Sunday morning. And we aren't done with Unbound Gravel coverage on KVUE and KVUE.com just yet because we will have the official Unbound debrief as part of the Newsmaker 2 segment at 8:20 Tuesday morning. We haven't determined yet which administrators are going to be on with us for the Unbound debrief Tuesday morning, but we'll have that for you as, again, a record number of participants, around 4,000 from 43 different countries, and also better than 300 vendors at the All Things Gravel Expo, which is filling up the 600 and 700 blocks of Mechanic Street as we speak. We're going to take our final break here on the Talk of Emporia. It's 11:30 on KVUE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVUE.com Emporia. Our Talk of Emporia segment here today is brought to you by Newman Regional Health. Quality health care close to home. That is Newman Regional Health.
I'm not a professional gravel bike rider, but I do train like one, and I knew I needed help after I pushed it just a little too hard. Newman Regional Health Medical Partners, orthopedics and sports medicine were recommended, and their team of specialists, therapists, and nurses provided the experienced care I needed right here in Emporia. They made sure I was ready for the big race. From start to finish, they took care of me. And the best thing is, I never had to leave home. Learn more or schedule an appointment at NewmanRH.org. That's NewmanRH.org.
Don't miss the Flint Hills Rodeo in Strong City this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
This is my rodeo now.
KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Saddle up, partners.
This ain't my first rodeo.
Live and local.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
1131 on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Emporia, KVOE.com. As our coverage continues of the Unbound Gravel packet pickup process, it is a process. It's a quick process, I'll tell you that, watching everybody coming through here. We've had hundreds of riders. We can safely say hundreds of riders have gone through the lines just on our floor. We have, again, the 200, which is really in the middle of the third floor, plus we've got the 100 and the 50-mile riders all checking in here today. And the process continues until 7 o'clock tonight. It is a huge, huge day here for Emporia, and really for the towns that are also along the route, Madison, Eureka, Hamilton, with their varying levels of participation as checkpoint towns or water station towns. And the forecast at this point in time is fairly iffy. We've had shower and thunderstorm chances basically off and on all week, starting Tuesday, and we're looking at more of the same again later today. And today's a bit of a concern too with the shower and thunderstorm chances that are out there, because depending on where they fall, we could wind up having a lot of low water crossings affected. And the same thing goes for tomorrow: possibility of overnight showers and storms, which could, we're not saying it will, but could wind up delaying the start of the opening tomorrow morning right around 6, depending on whether we get the activity or when it happens. And then there's chances of showers and some embedded thunderstorms through the day, and especially the afternoon and evening hours when a lot of the riders have made the turn and they're coming home as well. So we are pleased to have with us here Hannah Stacy, who's joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. Hannah, good morning. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm awesome.
Well, glad to have you in. What's the atmosphere from your perspective like here for Unbound as you're getting checked in this morning?
Oh, my God, it's amazing. So I just finished the Shammy Butter group ride. I think we had maybe 1,000 people, it felt like. There's so many people. It's a great environment. There's people from all over, and you just have great conversation on the ride and then just walking in. I love how this is such an organized race. Like, all of Lifetime events are so well organized. It's easy to find what you need. So, you know, just seeing this culture here, everyone loves cycling, and everyone loves the bringing cycling to this little city, and it's a beautiful place to be. I love it. Last year I did the 100 as well, and I, as soon as I finished, I was like, oh, I gotta sign up again. I gotta do the next one.
Did you do the lottery then? How's that process? You know, that's the question we really haven't asked anybody, is who's gone through the lottery and how that process went for you.
You figure out when they're going to open up registration, and you set a notification on your phone to remind you, because you want to beat everybody, right? I think it's usually in the beginning of January when they open registration. So yep. If you've done a Lifetime event, you'll get an email that'll be like, hey, watch out. Or I honestly just followed Undowned on Facebook and Instagram, and they put posts out there to let you know when it's coming. But you just, you know, you put in your card information. It's $250, but you don't get charged until if you get in the lottery. So that's nice. And
Chuck,
I'll tell you later.
Chuck, this is our first, out of all the interviews we've done this morning, this is the first one that we've had that's been back here. So what kind of drove you to come back to Emporia?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is my first big gravel race that I've ever done. Up until the first one when I came last year, my biggest ride was only 50 miles. And so my reason for signing up was, you know, I wanted to do something that was challenging. Like, when the new year comes, everybody has their New Year's resolution. It's like, oh, crap, I'm just going to sign up for something that I know I will never quit doing because I love to ride. And so I had to learn how to, like, train how to do 100 and nutrition for that and how to fix a flat and all those things. And just going through that was really interesting because I saw myself grow as a cyclist when normally, you know, as a female, you're on the side of the road and somebody's always going to help you. But having to learn to do a self-supported thing, like, it builds your confidence and you feel great and you leave just feeling like, oh, I just drank a bunch of sunshine. I can't wait to come back. And, you know, just going through the emotional, like, you start off, you have this high, adrenaline's flowing, you're in the biggest Peloton you've ever been in. People are screaming stuff left and right. There's rocks flying. There's people on the side of the road fixing flats. You're praying that's not going to be you. And, you know, there's snakes, there's this, there's that. And then every group starts to, you know, there's gaps, right? And you figure out where you can, you know, draft and fit in and not burn your bullets too soon and ride your ride so that you finish.
You know, you bring up a point that no one else has brought up about the drafting side of things, kind of the strategic side of cycling. And you hear a lot about drafting with cars, mm-hmm. a lot, mm-hmm. Whether it's NASCAR or open wheel. But at least the general public may not hear a whole lot about drafting when you're actually, you know, doing 20 miles an hour down a dirt road.
Well, if the trick kind of is you find people who are about your same cadence, your same watts that you're pushing, so that way you're not burning all of your strength in the beginning of the ride. Like the first half of our 100-mile ride is the hardest section. There's the most climbing. And then the second half seems to be a little easier on the legs, which is nice. But, you know, my technique is just to stick with people that are within my same pace that I'm happy with and just stay on somebody's wheel that's trustworthy, that's, you know, not unpredictable. But drafting, if you're behind another cyclist, just one, that's 30% less power that you're having to push on the pedals. So that means you have more energy at the end, right?
Right.
Which feels so much better than bonking.
You're the second straight rider who's brought the term bonking. How does it feel to bonk?
Or have you ever thrown up before?
Oh. So like that.
Okay. I did not think that would have been brought up at all, but I mean there is a time.
So I think everyone has bonked, right? It's where you either drank too much the night before or you just came into your ride not fueled, not hydrated well enough, and you didn't continue to eat while you're burning calories. So you just feel weak and shaky, and then you get through a point where you're like, why am I so miserable? Who can I call to come pick me up and take me out of my misery? But bonking is like one of those things. You either do it once and never happens again because that felt terrible, or you're just one of those people who are just like, I don't care. I'm going to bonk every month or two because I just don't care about nutrition. I don't care about my fueling. And for me, like, I bonked one time, and that's all it took.
Never going to happen again.
I didn't want to feel that way ever again.
My gosh. Hannah Stacy joining us from Atlanta. She's involved in the 100-mile race. And to be honest, with our interviews that we've had here at the History Center, or really, you know, the pre-race interviews that we've had, that is some of the most descriptive, you know, concepts that we've had, mm-hmm. talking about some of the rides and certainly some of the ride difficulties. Speaking of that, what are some of the challenges, I guess, from your experience in Unbound last year that maybe mm-hmm. some of your other rides, how this was different for you from the other rides that you've done?
Well, considering how many people are here, the quantity of riders is kind of overwhelming. It does something to the neurons in your brain that stresses us out, right? So it's kind of like you got to get in that mental headspace of just calming your nerves and not being tense and stressed out. But the scariest part is when the race first starts and you hit that gravel, it's like everyone, testosterone is a wonderful drug. Everybody's trying, you know, it's so fast. And you're in this peloton, it's so fast, and it's very unpredictable. So you've got people making really risky moves, cutting in front of you, not announcing things. They hit a chunk of loose gravel in the middle, and they wash out, they crash right in front of you. You have to, like, be prepared to be nice and loose on the bike so that you can maneuver and that bike and that body separate, you know, whatever you have to do so you don't crash.
Right.
And you just pray, like, oh, that person on the side of the road, I hope it's not going to be me. I think I have all the tools. I think I have all the things that I need. But conquering just so many people you don't know and you're not quite sure what their next move is, like, that's the scary. There's a fine line of trusting, and you don't want to go too far back because then you can't draft.
Is there anything different about this year's experience than what you had last year? Or is it about the
besides the fact that it's bigger?
It is bigger. The feeling is the same. It's high energy, high morale. I went to the Chamois Butter, the party last night, and free beer. It was awesome. There's a bunch of smiling faces there. You know, I did that last year too. But I did enjoy one beer. Last year, I was like so serious. You know, I had never done this race before. I was like, I'm not doing anything to miss my race. And this year, I'm like, oh, I've done it before. I can just have one. So, you know, it's the feeling of everyone being so welcoming and just everyone so happy. I think everybody's in their happy place. Like, we all love to ride bikes, and just seeing so many people that are like-minded and they like what we like, it's just, I don't know, you feel like you're in the right place in the world at the moment.
What has your experience been like in Emporia, both last year and this year? Because clearly you're back in part because of the ride, but what else is bringing you back here?
It's the gravel, man. It's the Flint Rock. I mean, it's sharp as razor blades. Are you going to live through it? Can you say that you can do? Are you going to register for the next harder one next year? Are you going to push yourself? Last year I thought, I'm going to do the 200 because I've done the 100. But with all the rain and the mud that we had, I was a little nervous because I kind of truly wanted to do this because of the heat that everyone talked about. And we didn't experience that last year.
No.
Last year I think we averaged, 68 degrees?
Up until maybe late in the race when things started to steam up a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. So, controlling your temperature and not overheating and how much am I going to drink, those are all factors that are a totally different kind of a race than a rainy day race. So I decided I'm just going to do the 100 this year, and if I can do that, maybe I'll do the 200 next time.
Gotcha. I've got to ask you here, what your friends think about you coming up here to Kansas to do a gravel race?
They're all here with me,
They're
man.
All here?
Wow.
We should have brought them all here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm on a race team called Sorella Cycling. We are based out of Atlanta. It's a women's-only cycling team and club. We're not for profit, and we do mountain bike clinics and group rides and all kinds of fun stuff. But we also plug into the community and volunteer, and we have a board of directors, so it's very well organized. But a ton of them are here with us. We rented a big house, and then there's two or three different houses, and we're all just within 0.2 miles of each other. But mm-hmm. Not everybody is here, obviously. Some of my friends are you are crazy. 100 miles? I don't even want to drive 100 miles. Why are you riding 100 miles? But, it's that thing. When you are on the bike and that feeling that overwhelms your whole body, that you recognize that you felt that before, but it happens in a way where, you're pushing yourself, you're going hard. All of your walls that we put up when we're out in the world and we're working and we're around family and we're being professional, those have to come down because you're focusing on riding your bike. And it's a beautiful thing that happens because now all of a sudden you can experience pure joy and you're experiencing the outdoors and you're connecting with people and you're challenging yourself. And that's what brings me back every time, because I feel like I'm my best version of myself. I'm happy and experiencing that pure joy when I'm on my bike.
Awesome.
So are all your team members with your friends that you came up with, are they all doing the same ride, or are they
all over the place.
All over the place.
We've got some of them doing 50, some of them do the 100. My friend Saskia, she's on our race team. She got seventh last year. We have 77 girls in our category, and she's been training hard, and she's I'm going to podium this year. So she's going for podium. We'll see. Awesome. I hope she gets it.
Good deal. Well, Hannah, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Yeah,
and letting us know about your experiences. And hope you keep coming back. And hopefully we can catch up with you again here a little bit later on.
But I have a feeling that as long as my legs will let me, I will be in Emporia every year.
Good deal. Hannah, thanks again. Best of luck here this weekend.
Awesome.
Awesome. Hannah Stacey from Atlanta, Georgia, who's participating in the 100-mile race, joining us here on the Talk of Emporia today. And, boy, if you don't catch the feelings of joy, to a certain degree some trepidation, but the camaraderie and the individuality that's part of all of which is part of Unbound Gravel here over the last hour and 40 minutes, I'm not exactly sure what will help you with that, because I think really here the last hour and a half has given some of our listeners maybe a little bit better sense of, we talk about the phrase, what X is all about. And I think really the last hour and a half, whether we're talking with riders, administrators, volunteers, you get a sense of what Unbound is really all about.
Yeah, and you get the different perspectives, and I learned some new things today too, Chuck.
Yeah, you're not the only one. All I just know is I never want to bonk.
Neither do I. Especially if it happens to be on a 200-mile bike ride, which a lot of these participants, hopefully they don't do that during the 100 either.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully, what we're going to do, we're going to close things down here from Talk of Emporia here today. But again, we do encourage you that to end the Unbound Gravel XL 350 launch at 3 o'clock from the expo area on Mechanic Street. Again, the main rides will be launching tomorrow morning, really with the elites between 5:50 and 6. That'll be taking off, and we'll have the schedule posted on KVW.com a little bit later on here today. But again, please avail yourself of the opportunity to come downtown, enjoy all the activities that Unbound has offered here to the community and to the area. And again, regardless of whether you're from here, whether you're from a nearby community, or whether you're from around the world, we wish you the best of luck here with whatever race you're involved with Unbound Gravel here this year. 4,000 cyclists. 43 countries, all included with Unbound, and then there's all the other visitors here in Emporia. So we hope that you enjoy your stay, and we want to see you back time and time again. It is now 11:43 on KVUE, actually 11:46, KVUE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM Emporia, and KVUE.com. That concludes Talk of Emporia here today from the Lyon County History Center. All the information you need, live and local.
AM 1400 KVOE Emporia, 96.9 FM K245 VQ Emporia. 5 days.